your host, Emily, and this is What's Up With Water. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss the five things that you didn't know about water. What comes to mind when you hear the word earthquake? You might think of the things that cause it, like the plate shifting and things like that. But would you ever think of water? Now, not a lot of people would be interested in the topic of water, but when you research and learn more about it, it does get pretty interesting. So I was very curious, so I dug deeper and I found some facts about water that are very interesting that I'm going to share with you today. The first thing that you should know about water is that pumping water is causing earthquakes, landslides, sinkholes, and more. Water being pumped out of wells has caused the water levels to lower and the pressure to decrease. This causes distress and will cause earthquakes to happen. When you pump the water too quickly, it will unclamp the fault in the region and will cause the earthquake. When you pump water into vents for heating and electricity, it will also cause earthquakes to happen as well. Reporters say that people living around these vaults need to keep an eye out because these issues could happen at any moment. Now that we have covered pumping water causes earthquakes, let's focus on water memory. Water memory is an idea that water can remember past substances that were combined into it. Scientists set out a number of experiments. In the first experiment, scientists looked over some water droplets, one at a time, and saw that each droplet had a unique pattern to it. All of these water droplets were gathered from the same body of water. In the second experiment, a real flower was placed into a different body of water. After a while, they took a sample of the water and saw that the samples all had the same pattern. They tested it with different kinds of flowers and saw that each body of water had different patterns from the other. Now that was a pretty interesting topic. But now we're going to move on to water footprint. So first off, the term water footprint is used to see how much fresh water that any given activity or process is using. Like for instance, how much water it takes to grow crops, or the amount of water an animal needs when it is growing. For food, the water footprint is very high. Foods like meats, eggs, certain drinks, and salad use more water than vegetables, fruits, and beans. Here are some examples. A 6-ounce steak uses 647 gallons to produce, one egg uses 52 gallons to produce, and one cup of coffee and wine uses 34 gallons to produce. That may not seem like a lot, but think of how much that would be in a year. At this point, it's time to talk about the gallons of water wasted. The average family can waste 180 gallons of water a week, or 9,400 gallons of water a year. That is about how much water it takes to wash more than 300 loads of laundry. House leaks can waste about 900 billion gallons of water a year. That's close to the yearly use of water for about 11 million homes. From the water we use outside, nearly 50% of it is blown away by the wind, evaporation, and runoff. A household with an automatic watering system that isn't properly maintained and operated can waste up to 25,000 gallons of water a year. Now on to our last point, why we pay more for bottled water. You can get water from the tap that is cheaper and often better for you. So we ask why bottled water is a $13 billion industry. It's an alternative to the much more inexpensive and eco-friendly tap water. When we buy bottled water, it puts a cover on us to show that we are trying to be healthy or trying to save the environment. When it comes to the price, there is more to it than high or low. It is all about the perception of value. In this case of bottled water, too much of what we want is a problem, and we'll gladly pay more to get less. Well, that brings us to the end of our topic of water. I hope by this podcast you learned something new about water that amazes you or triggers you to learn more about water. Thank you to my sources, United States Environmental Protection Agency, Heart Math Institute, Advanced Earth and Space Science, Foodprint, Water Footprint Calculator, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, Business Insider, Forbes, DACA Tribune, and Renaissance Science Foundation. And a big thank you to my listeners.